Bhutan doesn't recall selling Bitcoin, disputing 1B drawdown. Bhutan's sovereign investment arm, Druk Holding and Investments, told CoinDesk it has no record of the Bitcoin sales that several on-chain dashboards attributed to it earlier this year, casting doubt on one of 2026's most widely cited sovereign drawdown narratives. The pushback was published on May 16, 2026 in CoinDesk's reporting. For most of the spring, analyst Twitter, ETF research notes, and several Bloomberg roundups have framed Bhutan as a marginal seller pressuring spot Bitcoin, citing on-chain movements that, when aggregated, were valued at roughly $1 billion as of May 16, 2026. The country's holdings, mined through its hydropower-funded program, have been treated as a real-time read on whether smaller sovereigns are trimming exposure during weakness. Bitcoin trades at $78,083 today, down 1.3% in 24 hours and 2.8% on the week. The official line out of Thimphu, according to CoinDesk, a Druk Holding spokesperson said the entity doesn't recall executing the trades and is not aware of any program to liquidate the position at this scale. The response stops short of a categorical denial. Bhutan has not published a holding statement, and the spokesperson did not address whether the movements could reflect rebalancing, custody migration, or activity by a third-party service provider rather than outright sales. That nuance is the story. Tracker dashboards classify any outbound transfer from a labeled wallet as a likely sale unless a known custodian is on the receiving side. If the destinations were unlabeled or freshly created, the system defaults to sold, which produces a clean USD figure that gets picked up downstream. A wallet reshuffle and a market sale look almost identical at the address level. How on-chain attribution can drift sovereign wallet tracking depends on heuristics, not registries. Analysts cluster addresses based on shared spending patterns, exchange deposits, and historical mining payouts. When a clustered wallet moves coins, attribution carries over to the new address unless the analyst manually relabels it. Three things go wrong. Custody rotation gets read as a sale, especially when the receiving wallet is brand new and has not yet been linked to a known service. Mining pool payouts can land in addresses that look connected to a sovereign cluster but are operated by the pool, not the country. A single mislabeled deposit can pull an unrelated address into the cluster, inflating the apparent holdings before any drawdown is measured. None of this means the trackers are wrong. It means the confidence interval is wider than the headline figure suggests, and a one-line denial from the actual holder is enough to put the figure in doubt. The macro read: if the denial holds, sovereign sellers are one of the explanations that analysts have reached for to explain Bitcoin's softness over the past 2 weeks. Bitcoin ETFs have been bleeding flows, with U.S. spot funds shedding more than one bears in a single week, and treasuries continue to add supply, with public companies accumulating 369,000 BTC over the past 12 months. Inserting $1 billion of fresh sovereign supply into that picture made the bearish narrative tidier. If Bhutan's denial holds up, the supply side gets one supplier smaller. The price action still has to be explained by ETF outflows, macro positioning around tariff and inflation news, and ongoing miner distribution. The overall picture doesn't reverse, but the easy, even Bhutan is selling story loses its anchor. The likely next steps: Bhutan has historically said little about its mining program, and the country has not committed to publishing a public reserve report. The most realistic path to resolution is for one of the analytics firms behind the original attribution to either relabel the destination wallets as Bhutan-controlled custody, if it can identify them, or release the address list publicly so independent researchers can audit the chain. Without one of those, the dispute will likely sit as a Bhutan says no, trackers say yes standoff for weeks. Traders watching sovereign flow as a leading signal should treat the figure as contested rather than confirmed. The most useful read here isn't about Bhutan specifically. It's a reminder that high-precision on-chain attribution at the country level still depends on a thin layer of labels that the holders themselves rarely verify.